Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, August 9th. A new report has revealed footage showing several Tesla vehicles on autopilot crashing into police vehicles on the highway. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened up an investigation into Tesla autopilot over possible involvement in 11 crashes with emergency and first responder vehicles. This they started back in 2021. Shortly after the announcement, Tesla updated their owner's manual to note that autopilot now detects and slows down for emergency vehicles at night. But additional crashes that were similar had happened since then. Now the investigation is coming back into the news because the Wall Street Journal has obtained and released some in-car footage of some of these crashes. The main subject of the video is a crash where an intoxicated driver attempted a 45-minute drive on the freeway. After getting 150 notifications to keep hands on the wheel, the vehicle on autopilot indeed crashed into emergency vehicles that were stopped in the lane. Several officers were injured, and they are now suing Tesla, but it's very likely that there will be an uphill battle. The legal responsibility is on the driver, who was intoxicated, and also a similar feature set is held by other automakers who are not in the limelight. Tesla has hired a top manufacturing executive from Bosch, Dr. Michael Schmidt, who has worked over 25 years at the German manufacturing giant. We had heard from sources familiar with the matter that Schmidt was brought to cover the broad role in Tesla's North American manufacturing operations, but now he has made it official by updating his LinkedIn just last week. He is now Director Operations Gigafactory at Tesla. The German native spent 5 years leading Bosch's automotive parts manufacturing in Mexico, which would be quite useful for Tesla's Gigafactory Mexico project. He joins Tesla as the automaker is trying to execute an ambitious plan to ramp up 10 times from 2 million vehicles to 20 million vehicles by the end of the decade. We now get a close look at these Cybertruck's wheels. You might be able to tell, but at Electrek, we are quite hungry for Cybertruck information. Typically, the Cybertruck has covers over the wheels, but now we see them off, and it's a quite rugged look. The two concentric channeled rings on the outer rim are bolstered by squares that meet between those and the lugs on the inside. Tesla is going to have to find a nice balance for a rugged tire for the Cybertruck, something that can handle the conditions that people would put them through, but also finding a balance with something that is efficient. The actual use of the Cybertruck versus the philosophy of use is going to be an interesting thing to observe once rubber hits the road or the trail. A new electric coupe based on the General Motors Ultium platform is in the works. Is it the electric Camaro or the electric Corvette? Still too early to call. General Motors confirmed during a video introduction for its vehicle to HomeTech that they will be available on hatchbacks, SUVs, and coupes. In a recent news interview, General Motors president Mark Rouse confirmed that an all-electric Corvette was in the works, but that was last April. He said, quote, "We'll offer an electrified and fully electric Ultium-based Corvette in the future." Now, in a separate report last December, sources inside General Motors claim that the next EV spinoff could include an electric 2+2 Camaro coupe, convertible, and two other four-door SUVs. Now, spinoff or not, the Camaro is all but confirmed to go electric, but we just don't know if it'll beat the Corvette or not. Cadillac publicly unveiled its upcoming all-electric version of the Escalade. The Escalade IQ will feature 200 kilowatt-hours of usable energy, an estimated range of up to 450 miles, up to 750 estimated horsepower, torque up to an estimated 785 pound-feet, 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds, 800-volt DC fast charging, 8,000-pound estimated towing capacity, and it also includes vehicle-to-home, supercruise, and four-wheel steering standard. The vehicle will start at $130,000. The exterior of the Escalade IQ maintains the DNA of Cadillac's first large SUV, but it sports a sleeker, streamlined look that offers low ride and aerodynamics that are really necessary for the EV era. The interior is met with a pillar-to-pillar wide screen for the dashboard, 35-inch screen for the driver with a narrow split to the 20-inch screen for the front passenger. The rear seats feature HDMI connections plus rear displays with access to internet and streaming apps. In addition to the 212 cubic feet of cargo volume on the interior, The vehicle has a 12.2 cubic foot front trunk that Cadillac is calling an e-trunk. Because if there's one thing we need, it's another word for that space. Hyundai Mobis, which is Hyundai Motor Group's core supplier, announced what they're calling a large-scale order from Volkswagen. The South Korean auto parts giant will supply battery system assemblies, or BSAs, for Volkswagen's next-generation EV platform. The BSA is a fully integrated product that combines the battery management system, the battery, of course, and other components. Although we don't know the specifics of the deal, Hyundai repeatedly says that it's large-scale, sizable, and an extensive order. The news follows other deals that Volkswagen has already made, including a very different deal with Chinese state-owned automaker SAIC Motor. In another note, Volkswagen revealed a $700 million investment for nearly 5% stake in the Chinese EV company XPeng Motors. After facing software issues and other supply chain hurdles for several years, delaying the launch of their next generation, Volkswagen is clearly looking outside the company for solutions. BMW unveiled its first bulletproof electric sedan, the BMW i7 Protection. We've noted that many sectors of transportation are going electric, including shuttles, buses, police vehicles, and even planes. But a new segment is getting representation. The BMW i7 Protection consists of a dedicated, self-supporting body structure built with armored steel. Then additional features are added, such as armoring for the underbody and the roof, and armored glass. With special armoring on the roof and underbody, BMW says that the bulletproof electric sedan can protect against drone attacks or hand grenades. No word on range quite yet, but it must be pretty heavy of a vehicle, because we're told that it goes from 0 to 62 miles an hour in 9 seconds. Deliveries will start in December of 2023. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Clayton Slade 2366 says, "People don't get it with solar on the Cybertruck. Yeah, it's not an Aptera. My goal isn't to have all my charge from the cells on the Cybertruck. I just want sentry mode and cabin overheat not to drain the battery over time. If I park at a trailhead and go on a multi-day backpacking trip, I want to return to a truck that isn't drained." Clayton, that's a pretty good use for the solar panel on the truck. And you're right. The use of a solar panel isn't exclusively to charge up the car as it moves or even as it sits. The panel does indeed help with parasitic drain or temperature drain over time. Solar panels are also used for bragging rights, which seems to be what people find maybe not useful is the word, but valuable, at least up until now. The Prius had a solar roof, and the first generation Leaf had an absolutely pitiful solar roof. As far as I know, that one was worthless in all practicality, but boy oh boy did I hear people talk about it as if it could be useful. It would take a very narrow set of circumstances for that one to be viable. But for the Cybertruck, I don't know, you do make a good case. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.